This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yes, it is the Doug Steffen Good Day way to spend time each day on things that matter to you, things that are important, the events of the day, the issues of the day, the people that are the focus of all of our comings and goings. Jay Kirshner has graciously consented to spend time with all of us every day, and I'm very happy about that. We also have, by hook or by crook, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. So if there's something that comes out of your speaker that you don't like, blame him.
All right? Including things we say.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so let's go back to Farm Aid from this past weekend. I have gone to, I think, four of these over the years, mostly because, as you know, my connection to my farm life and being a fan of Willie Nelson, pretty easy to get excited. I found, after I'd been to a couple of them, though, that they were, it was tedious, and it was only tedious because mostly Neil Young sang the same songs in the same way and had the same things to say, and I found it, I get, and it's good that he supports the farmers and trying to help people. This started, by the way, back in 1985. And the reason was back then, there were lots of farmers who were losing their farms. And duh, fast forward to 2022, and guess what? There are more farmers who are losing their farms because of the focus of the big business of farming versus family farms. So it's been 37 years, and they've raised a lot of dough. One of the things that happened that was kind of sweet, Jay, over the weekend was the fellow that owns the Indianapolis Cow. I started talking about this in the farm and food portion of the program. I didn't have enough time to pay homage to the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay, who at the concert on Saturday night wrote him a check for $1 million.
That's great?
Yeah. It was
That's so awesome.
Yeah. So apparently he did it when Mellencamp was doing his set. So it's Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, Dave Matthews is usually in the wings as well. So they've raised at this point $64 million to help family farms who are losing out because the big farm, the big conglomerates, and their factory farmers are trying to buy up the land. They're trying to push the little guys out of business. I had it happen to me. I know exactly what goes on. Back in 2004, when I decided I wanted to sell raw milk, I think raw milk is the healthiest, the best, and anybody who tells you that there's danger involved, if you believe anything I've ever told you in your life, that is about as bold-faced a lie as has ever been perpetrated by big ag and big government. I grew up on raw milk, and so have millions and millions. After all, before pasteurization, that was all there was.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the only option.
Was there a good reason for pasteurization? Yeah, because the milk that was coming from some of the cows was coming from cows that were sick or they were living in squalor. The conditions are terrible. The milk, the bag, the cow, the udder, the teats were not washed properly and cleansed properly, so the milk that came out was contaminated. Yeah, everybody's going to get sick drinking that crap. But if you are clean, I'll tell you, when I was milking cows and selling the raw milk, it made me a much better farmer, a much better milker. Things were as clean as could be. And I sold 100 gallons plus of raw milk a day on my farm when I was milking over 100 cows. It was great. I'd like to go back to doing it. And anyway, that's just a side story to this business with Farm Aid and how they're doing the Lord's work, as it were. So anyway, they had some stuff. Usually they have concessions at the, this is a big event. I went to the last one I went to was in Chicago, as I recall. I went to one, it was down south, I think it was Raleigh. North Carolina. I went to one there. They have them all around the country. I have it a couple of times. Their headquarters are down the street. Every year we have somebody on the farm show that I do, American Family Farmer Show, which you can hear on most of the same stations that carry this program over the weekend. And it's a focus on what's going on the family farm and how to make things better and healthier for everybody, physically and mentally, and, you know, it's the whole deal. There's nothing better than farm life, in my mind. I have lived my entire life around animals, around cows, and it has contributed. Yesterday I was doing a tour around the farm, Jay. People come on the weekend, and so if I'm around and we're short-staffed, I'll jump on the tractor. I have an old Farmall M, which is as old as I am, that I have kept in shape, rehabbed, and I use that on the trailer. As a matter of fact, if you go to the farm website, Eastley Farm, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, I'm sure you'll see pictures and or some video of these tours and going out to the cows, and the cows come up to us, and we feed them bread, and the kids scream. It's just fun. The kids. Well, the reason I do it is so that I teach the children that just because something's big, that doesn't mean you have to be afraid of it. It's not, you know, the cows, they stick their tongue out to grab the bread, and there was one little girl, I think she was about 8 or 10 maybe, and I had stopped the tractor, and I get off the tractor, and I walk back to talk to the folks that are in the wagon, and so we have this bread that we get from a bakery, and we, you know, cut it up and feed it to the cows. Cows love bread, and they love all pastries. They have real sweet tooth. They love that stuff. So anyway, they'll come, they'll stick their noses up on the side of the wagon, and then they'll stick out their tongues, and these little kids, it's hysterical. And then their mothers, who are sometimes a little hesitant as well. They don't quite know. Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. No, these people have never seen a cow before. They don't know what a cow's like.
Well, so many kids and children, especially really young ones, they will look to their adult, their parent, or whoever they're with to see what their reaction is before they get their own. And a lot of times if the adult is calm and is okay with it, then the child feels a little bit more safe to be okay too.
Yep. Anyway, this was a big event. Packed, a lot of people there. They were focused on goats for some reason or another during the performance. There were a lot of other people besides Willie and Neil Young and John Mellencamp and Dave Matthews. Sheryl Crow was there. She's been at a few of these. She seems to like them, and they seem to like her. I don't know who Brittany Spencer is, apparently a rising country star. I don't know who she is. Do you know who she is? You heard of her?
Yeah, I've heard of her. Okay. She's not super well known across the board or anything yet.
But they bring a lot of young talent.
Star.
Yeah, when they do these, they bring a lot of young talent in. Chris Stapleton was there, and he's well known. Let's see here. Dave Matthews with a collaborator named Tim Reynolds. And I don't know
and
Tim Reynolds.
Willie Nelson closed out the show at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
89.
God love the guy.
Wow. I wish I had the energy of Willie Nelson.
Yeah. Good for him. Well, I mean, he'll tell you this because he smokes as much pot as he does. he's a wandering ambassador. For the matter of fact, he has his own. There are two brands that are now, you know, I'm going to digress here for a second because even though it's something I don't use and I don't promote, people have heard me tell the story of trying to build a cannabis grow on my farm to pay the mortgage off, the same as doing whatever the guys from Farm Aid do, same thing. And there are two, you know, around alcohol, the sin products, tobacco, alcohol, that sort of thing. There are brands that have become very well known, right? I mean, I don't pay attention. I never did, except I knew what my mother smoked and what killed her were Kent cigarettes. And I think she drank a lot of Budweiser beer, and that didn't help her out any. But the liquor, the hard liquor that's around, what's the best, Johnny Walker? What are some of the best known brands of scotch or whiskey?
Was it Jack Daniels?
Daniels, yeah. Anyway, those well-known brands, the owners of those well-known brands, are planning over the next probably 3-4 years, maybe 4 or 5 years, to buy up all as they did with tobacco. And they did it with liquor, alcohol, too. buy up and beer, all of the, you know, these like Coors bought up all these little microbreweries here, there, and everywhere. They got to be medium size. And that's really, when you start a business like that, that's oftentimes the hope. I'm going to start a business and somebody come along and buy me out. And so that's what's happened. And what the plan is that most of these secondary producers and brands of marijuana will be brought up by the bootstraps, if you will, and people who have invested in them will have a big cash out. And so the thing that's holding back the progress there is that there are no national brands, except there are two. There's a Willie Nelson brand of pot, and there is a Grateful Dead brand of pot. I think it's Grateful Dead. Is it? Yeah, I think it's the Grateful Dead. And there, that, you know, you can kind of imagine how you could easily identify a brand of pot with Willie Nelson, and you can also do the same thing with the Grateful Dead. So, and probably with any, right? Isn't that what a doobie is? The Doobie Brothers were called Doobie Brothers because they smoked pot.
Is that
right?
Is that why they got their name?
Well, isn't that what it's called, a doobie?
Well, yeah, that's one of the slang terms for it, but I didn't realize that was the reason, too.
Yes, that's why they're called the Doobie Brothers. And they were originally called something else. I can't remember what they were called originally. But anyway, so that's the thread here. And so it'll be interesting to see where that all goes. But even if Willie's a bad guy because he smokes pot, he's a good guy because he has helped. He's set a tone, I think, that's been kind of fun, even though everybody laughs about how much pot he smokes. Obviously, it hasn't hurt him that much because he's 89 and he's still performing. So how much, you know, it's like anything else, kind of. It's how your body adjusts to whatever it is you're putting into it, right? It's like the shots, the flu shots. Some people accepted them and they worked, and others didn't because your body chemistry is different. Anyway, so congratulations to the folks that were involved in Farm Aid over the weekend, especially the owner of the team that gave him $1 million. It's 18 after the hour.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
Streaming now, only on Peacock. Fall in love with Pete Davidson and Kaley Cuoco in Meet Cute.
You ever had a night like this ever in your entire life?
A new Peacock original film about the perfect first date.
Cheers, mate.
That was kind of weird.
No, not really.
Or was it?
I spent the entire week with you. This night, 7 times in a row.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
I'm from Cheers. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yeah, but it's really cute.
Meet Cute, streaming now, only on Peacock.
Napa! At Napa, when you take care of your ride, we take care of you. That's why a $25 digital gift card can be yours when you buy 10 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil products at Napa Auto Parts. That's a reward for rewarding your ride and a way to treat yourself after treating your motor. So give your ride the premium motor oil it deserves and get rewarded in return. Napa! Offer ends 10/31/22. Void where prohibited. Terms apply. For complete details, visit Pennzoil.com/rewards.
Attention, do you suffer from severe fried chicken-related cravings? If so, Kentucky Fried Chicken's $6 two-piece drum and thigh combo may be right for you. The combo contains tasty chicken, creamy mashed potatoes, a flaky biscuit, and an ice-cold drink. Side effects may include more money in your wallet, happiness, and the urge to lick your fingers. Order KFC's two-piece drum and thigh combo on the KFC app for just $6. That's finger-licking good. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Tax extra.
Thank you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Consumption, especially aspartame and sucralose, and increased cardiovascular disease risk. Artificial sweeteners are present in thousands of food and beverage brands worldwide.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, one of my faves. Yeah, I know. I was just talking about doobies and stuff. So this fit right into the fold. It's 23 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. It's time for us to focus on some of the trending things from social media. You can always give us your 2 cents worth on whatever is going on here on the program. Facebook and Instagram, you find us at Good Day Radio Show. And on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. And some of the comments that we relate to the rest of the world come from YOU. Interesting to get the reaction. John Hartman, who was 72, one of the co-founders of the Doobies and the original drummer for them, has passed away. This is somebody who they described him as having a wild spirit. I would say that's probably a good way of putting into perspective what, you know, these guys that started in the 70s, I think actually they started around, they were in the around the late 60s, if I remember correctly, when they first started. But anyway, they became very popular in the early 70s, and they've released hits for after that, you know, 20 some odd years.
Mm-hmm. Well, what you were saying previously about, I don't know why I never put the two together about the Doobie Brothers smoking doobies and how they kind of got their name. I don't know why that never clicked to me. That's but right. I started like reading up about it because you also mentioned they were called something else. And while I couldn't find what they were originally called, it was a fellow musician who gave them that suggestion of calling themselves the Doobie Brothers. And they were like, yeah, whatever. And they decided to use it for a few gigs and were like, let's just do this as a placeholder until we come up with something better.
Yeah, right.
It was such a hit that they just never came up with anything better.
Yeah. So they had a great run. Some of the best songs of the, I sound like I'm doing the best music of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. On FM 7, you know, that's all these phony balonies on these stations today. At any rate, they have had 8 studio albums, and they were all fabulous. So if you asked me, and I should have said this to James when he was pulling stuff out, because I just say, all right, find us a Doobie Brothers song. The best song they ever recorded is Jesus Is Just All Right. If you've never heard that song, and you have a chance to listen to it, it is just absolutely fabulous. Jesus is just all right. Well, I can't do it like they do it, but fabulous stuff. Anyway, the passing of John Hartman, to be noted here. Also, let's see what else is going on in the celebrity world. Excuse me. Johnny Depp, according to sources close to the actor, is dating the lawyer that represented him. Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, from his the UK trial. He was dating her pretty much throughout the US trial, but she didn't represent him in the US. It was during the previous one, the UK trial against Amber Heard. And she is in the process of going through a divorce, has already been separated for quite some time. And apparently sources close to them say that while they are dating, they're not, like, exclusively dating.
Oh, there
so
you
they
go.
Are both, they are both... Yeah. Free to...
Fooling around. Her name is Joelle Rich. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah, her name. Okay, so this...
It worked out well for George Clooney. Why not?
Yeah. Well, was she... Did he... talking about the other one there. The lawyer there. Yeah, right. Okay, so we have that in perspective. It's 28 past the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. Majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others, you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcoming back into our fold, Elizabeth Miller. Who is from the Calitrin organization. One of the things that's so great is the various things that can help you as you're going through the process, like the weight loss guide that you have, all the tips and information, because everybody's body is different.
Exactly. And, you know, you're right. If you go on our website, we've got a resources tab you can click on, and we've got a ton of completely free, 100% free resources. Like Doug was saying, we've got weight loss guides. We've got how to balance your gut for health, longevity, and weight loss.
All right, what's the deal right now? What do we have as a special?
We've got buy three, get three free, unlimited. So that's buy four, get four, buy five, get five. It's at toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS.com. Or you can call us toll free at 1-833-TOP-LOSS.
All right. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ian strengthened into a Category 3 storm with sustained winds of 115 miles an hour, making landfall over western Cuba Tuesday morning. Ian's outer rain bands have already reached Florida's west coast, where it could hit as a Category 4 hurricane as early as Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
So expect heavy rains, strong winds, flash flooding, storm surge, and even isolated tornadoes. Things that you should be prepared with are things like food, water, batteries, medicine, fuel. Anticipate, particularly the closer you are to where the eye of the storm makes landfall, anticipate power outages.
President Biden's student debt forgiveness will hit $400 billion. Applications to apply will be available in October. The mostly partisan January 6th committee is set to reconvene on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
Here's some good news about a Chick-fil-A worker. You see this, Jay? Who jumped into action to stop a carjacking. Now, this is down in Florida. This young employee sprang into action after a man stole the car keys in the parking lot of the Chick-fil-A.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep, 34 after the hour. How do you do? How do you do?
Very well, like thank you, and you.
Congratulations, and I'm doing very well as well. Thank you for asking. The questions are always good at the beginning of each of our segments because it gets you to think about what's going on, and so the question could be raised, Jay, what is going on? What's good? Here's a dynamic duo from Wall Street that have passed a huge milestone as far as charitable history is concerned. We were talking about Farm Aid earlier, excuse me, and the gift that came from the football owner in was it Indianapolis? It was Indianapolis, right? I wasn't saying
mm-hmm.
Louis,
yeah,
it was Indianapolis.
Colts.
Yeah. So now we have another charitable focus, shall we put it that way. Here's a couple of guys from Wall Street paying off the medical debt for 3.6 million Americans. How in the world do you do that?
Isn't that amazing? Former debt collectors now paying off other people's debt.
Yeah. The Occupy Wall Street movement was the what pushed these guys over the edge. Jerry Ashton and Craig Antico. this goes back about 10 years. They had a chance encounter, which inspired Ashton and Antico to join a small group who were determined to make a difference by paying off the medical and student loan debts for random strangers. These people, they never met them. It was called the Rolling Jubilee. So, remember Occupy, all that stuff that went on back then?
Mm-hmm.
And these two guys managed to raise enough in donations from their peers to help buy up the debt, $40 million in overdue debt, medical debt. Do you know that that's the number one reason for declaring for individual bankruptcy in this country? Is because of the ridiculous cost.
Uh-huh.
Thanks to the insurance companies, the medical. It's not doctors. Some people, oh, it's greedy doctors. Well, doctors have a lot of expense to become doctors. So I don't begrudge. Listen, I'd rather the guy.
Equipment they use is not cheap.
Well, but wouldn't you rather have? It's kind of like an investor. I'd rather the guy investing my money was a kajillionaire driving around in a Bentley than some guy driving a Ford Escort. I think it just, hello, stands to reason you get a better chance of somebody who's good at it. And the same is true of doctors. If you have to have an operation, don't you want to go? If I ever have to have an operation, I'm going to Mass General. I don't want to go there for much of anything else. But I know that between them or UCLA Medical Center, Cedars-Sinai, maybe I'd go to Cleveland Clinic. Actually, I might start at the Cleveland Clinic. Yeah, I am too. I might start there. Anyway, to get back to these guys, they have, because of the problem, they were trying to raise $14 million at first, and they offer, this is like anybody else that's in business, a debt collector, they'll accept. So you owe $100, they'll take $30, right? You know, that kind of stuff. That's what all those ads.
They buy your debt for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, right. And that's what happens. You see these ads on TV for people who are going to fix your credit card debt. That's what they do. And then they write it off. I think it's a scam, but it's an interesting reality. Let's put it that way.
Well, and when you think about it, how many people are trying to figure out whether or not to buy the medication that they currently need versus paying some kind of utility like the water bill? Or do I put this money towards the debt I've already incurred and or accrued? And like, when you just think about that, and what is it that is big in conversation is insulin, where people are dying for something that should not be dying from because they can't afford certain things because the price of insulin keeps going up.
Mm-hmm. So the company has matriculated into what they call the, I guess we could translate it, RIP medical debt, rest in peace. Right, mm-hmm. Right. That's what they call it now.
Yeah, saying goodbye to it. Mackenzie Scott, Jeff Bezos' ex, this is the place where she donated the $50 million.
Yeah. Yep. So let's see how this all shakes out. One of the things that comes to light when you look at this is how much, if the medical people will take, or the businesses, the hospital company, whatever, will take 5 cents on the dollar, even 50 cents on the dollar, it tells you how much money. Now, they'll say to you, because of guys like this, they have to charge you and the insurance companies more. How much of that is right? How much of it is true? And how much of it is a bunch of hooey? I see that Senator Malarkey from Massachusetts now wants to get the Census Bureau to collect data on Americans' ability to pay their medical bills, their utility bills, and their fuel bills. And with one thing in mind, I think it's good to have that info, but also what comes of it will be a guarantee, ignoring this guy, that there'll be a bill after they find out what the story is to pay off utility bills, fuel bills, kind of like what these guys did, but it was the private sector, not the public sector. And so there will be an argument. Should we pay utility bills like the college? Okay, should we pay everybody's college tuition? And we didn't. Didn't go as far. It was very unfair, actually. Very ill-timed and ill-thought-out. It was just like, okay, somebody woke up one day, let's pay off up to $20,000.
And it doesn't fix the root of the problem.
No, not at all. It doesn't address it at all. And neither does the business with the utility companies, the amount of money that they're paying. I just found out yesterday, because I'm going to do solar, I'm involved in a development project on a farm nearby here. We're developing a farm into what we call an agrohood, building a development around a farm. And so I want to put solar on all of the buildings, all the homes, everything. And I found out that there is a new twist on some of this stuff when it comes to solar. And there are a lot of great incentives for doing it, government incentives, tax credits, that kind of thing. But there are also a lot of scams. I mean, real serious scams. But in this circumstance, one of the problems that's been created here is the utility companies are making it so difficult for those who want to get solar, because the individual company in an individual community will control your access or lack thereof, and your ability to get it done, because they can put all kinds of roadblocks in the way, and there's really not much you can do about it. The government hasn't gotten involved to make it easier. But wouldn't you think, with all the hooting and hollering about, oh, we got to do something to save the environment, so why the hell aren't they in the shorts of these people from the utility companies to make it easy for people who want to convert to solar? Instead, they've made it hugely difficult because they can't make any real money with anything that's not fossil fuel. So these old fossils are trying to keep the old system going. Meanwhile, these phonies in Washington are going through the motions of doing all of this stuff, and they create these, you know, okay, let's have that idiot in California, Gavin Newsom. Everybody's got to drive an electric car by 2035. Okay, so how are you going to power him, you boob? And now he's going to use that. He's trying to get some steam up because he wants to run for president. Ay, man.
Those rolling blackouts and, it's too hot. Don't run any energy.
No. Let's not do that. All right, some other economic news here. The housing market is tough for home buyers. I don't know whether it's sellers. The situation has changed for sellers. I was talking to my son when I brought my kids. I know summer's over now because my children's visitations are over. They come starting right after the 4th of July, and Brendan and his wife and my little buddy, Jasper. You get any pictures? You put any pictures up of him with me?
The ones when they first got there.
Yeah. He was... Anyway, not to be to digress.
He's so stinking cute.
Oh, my
God.
So
cute.
The two of them together. Miles was like that, and Miles is cute in his own. And I know this sounds lousy. You're always talking about your grandchildren. Well, if you're a grandparent, are you not always talking about your grandchildren? Hello. Freshen up there, folks. So we were talking about Megan and Matthew and Miles are going to move. They live on South Beverly Glen now in Westwood. They're going to move looks like they're coming over to Culver City or someplace that's Mar Vista, probably over in that area. And they're trying to get a place that's twice as big and twice as expensive, but they still don't have enough money for a down payment for a house. And they can rent a bigger house, which is what they need to do. But now, as I'm looking at that, because I'm looking for a place for this winter out there as well, and I'd like to be kind of around where they are, looking at some of the things. I missed a place in Palisades a couple of weeks ago because I didn't have time to go out and look at it, and it was gonzo. But the rate, because the rate for interest has gone up to now about 6.3% for mortgage money, that'll affect if you're buying, let's say you bought a place and you're using it for rental income. Well, that would affect what you're charging, right? Whatever your expenses are, they're going to be reflected in what you charge for rent. So the rents are going to go up.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough whether you're buying a home or renting a home. It is a tough time. It hurts.
It is. Right? Well, and renting, the monthly rent is more than what a monthly mortgage is. But like you were just talking about with your children, that if you don't have that initial down payment, which is so much more in the first time basis, then you can't afford to pay a lower monthly fee as a mortgage.
So what are you going to do? You're in the mood.
We're buying. We're
going to
buy.
Have you found the house you're going to buy yet? You got all the financing
set? We have. We found a few that we're still looking into. Most of them are not fixer-uppers, but they need some work.
Oh, good. That's a good project.
Well, yeah, but we're still in the area where a lot of people are thinking that they can get so much more money than what the house is actually worth.
Yeah.
So there's, you know, waiting for people to come down. And we have been seeing a lot of pricing decreases as we wait.
Right.
So, yeah, we have a few, but we are in a fortunate situation that we sold a house. So we have that money that we can put down to buy another house.
Well,
not everybody has that.
No, that's true. Not everybody has it. And so you just, you know, you have to kind of play it by ear. But it's not, we had a great time selling way above price. Money was cheap. So now you're going to, this is always what happens. Up and down, ebb and flow, in and out. So it may be a tough time. That's not the headline. The headline is that you have the ability, you have a roof over your head, and that things are okay. People are still buying homes. People are selling homes. People will be renting places. The business continues. The world is not coming to an end as much as the New York Times and CNN would like to have you think the world is coming to an end because the cost of money has gone up. The reason for the cost of money going up is something we could argue about because it seems like there is, the origins of the spending, in my mind, no question why we have a problem. It's because of all the spending of the pandemic. So now, how do we dig ourselves out of that? That's the question I think we're all asking ourselves. 48 after the hour.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
New message. Hey, girlfriend, it's Carol from Jury Duty. We never actually spoke, but I saw you ordered the same hoagie as me at lunch. What are the chances? Anywho, I heard you just got a boat. We should totally grab some hoagies and take it out for a spin.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them and get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Do I want to feel the wind in my hair? Guilty as charged. Oh, seriously, let's ride on your boat.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Visit with Tommy the K, Tom Kreidler, who is the host, along with Leslie Segretti, of the fabulous international fame these two have. They're known.
I think we have a station or two in Canada, which makes us an international.
That's it, right? It's like an international airport. If somebody lands from Prince Edward Island, it's an international airport.
That's right.
All right. So each week we go through some of your questions and answers. You submit them to Tommy at Money Pit. There are several different addresses, but basically you'll find a home at moneypit.com, and they have lots of things that will be helpful to you. So let's see what this listener wants to know. Natalie lives in Minnesota listening to us. She has a new home of, well, sorry, fairly new wood-burning stove for her home. It was installed according to the manufacturer's recommendations. She says her problem, it works so well, the drywall behind the stove gets hot. So what does that mean? Are we going to have a fire? I suppose that's a question that's worth, right? Isn't that if it's getting that hot? Hello?
She wants to know if drywall has a flash point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, drywall's got paper on it, but I'd be more worried about the wood frame, you know, behind it.
Yeah, right. Right? Or the floor. So they probably have those steel things on the floor. But we don't know.
I mean, the thing is, when you put a wood stove in, it's got to be put in accordance with the National Fire Protection Association guidelines. And that usually means, and the manufacturer's guidelines. So let's say that you don't have, like, a heat shield behind it. You need to have 3 feet of space between the wood stove and the wall. Can't be any closer than that.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a heat shield, that space can be reduced. But that's something that has to be done in accordance with the specifications of the manufacturer. If that wall is getting that hot, I'd be concerned about it, and I would have it checked by an expert, Natalie, because that is super dangerous.
Yeah.
Those stoves really radiate a lot of heat, and there are just way too many fires that are caused every year because they're not installed right.
So we're going to build a year-round farmer's market at the farm in one of the barns.
Uh-huh.
And we have some wood stoves that we've put in various places in these barns. And the reason that they have not been a problem is because the floor is concrete, the walls are concrete, and the frame, the superstructure is steel. Right. So we're not going to have that problem. We vent them right outside one of the windows. But it's kind of cool because it provides with plenty of heat. But that's the rare exception. You've got most everything is wood frame.
I guess you have ways to protect the you know, the people that are shopping from these stoves as well.
Yeah, you put a little you put the cage around it. Much as anything else, you know. Hello, who wants to get sued because some idiot put their finger on a hot stove?
Right.
Duh. It's amazing how that happens,
people
right?
People do that, yep.
Yes, they do. I want to see, is this really hot? Yeah. Okay, let's see what's happening in the Money Pit podcast. Looks like we are, because of the tropical storm and the hurricanes and stuff, this day we are looking at this tropical storm, Ian. So what do you have, what are you offering people for preparations as we get into the stormy season? Maybe not just the hurricanes, but we're getting into winter, boo.
Well, it's always a good idea to be prepared for a storm, you know, because... Of course, people think about it when hurricane is, you know, rolling down the coast or tornadoes hit in the inlands, but it's always important to be prepared. So we advise the steps that you should take to do that, like having a storm bucket or box ready to go, kind of a go-to bag, right? Making sure you have a to-do list so that you'll know to do things like pick up prescription drugs, fill your propane tanks, go to the bank, you know, get your important phone numbers together.
Hello, common sense, ding, ding, ding,
right.
ding, ding.
No, but we gave you we provide a checklist this week on all the things that you ought to be thinking about should a storm happen to hit.
Good. All right, that's smart. Yep. Now, in addition to the radio program, in addition to the podcast, there also is a newsletter that you can access by going to moneypit.com/newsletter. What a clever way of presenting that. And there's always, I find it interesting how often you go back to the paintbrush thing, because this is a question everybody asks. How do you get a good one? There are cheap ones, and do you buy cheap ones because you don't want to clean the old one and you throw it away and start fresh, or what do?
You know, the thing is, Doug, people want to get paint done, right, as quickly as possible.
Yep.
And they tend to buy cheap paint, and they buy even cheaper paintbrushes. And you get what you pay for when it comes to this stuff. If you don't have a good quality paintbrush, you're not going to have a good application of the paint. It's not going to lay right on the wall, and you're going to see brush marks and unevenness that's just not good. So it is important to get a good quality paintbrush. I use the Purdy brushes, and I've got some that actually have lasted for years.
Wow.
You don't throw them out every time. You just clean them, and it does a good job.
Check it out. MoneyPit.com/newsletter. Tommy the K here at 59 after the hour.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.